This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Macca, what are we doing now?
No idea. We
have a new group, a new versioning yes. group in our studio. But the spokesperson, of course, is Jeff.
Allshawn.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Great to have you in the studio.
Yes, well, thanks for having me here.
So, rainbow atheists.
Yes.
Is there such a thing?
Well, We're at the moment we're only a small informal group, but I'm certainly hoping that we'll expand and become a bit of a social hub and a bit of an activist group, hopefully. We're looking at having some meetings coming up in over summer to hopefully attract some people and get some discussion going.
Wow.
Because it's really interesting that, you know, what binds, and I'll use the term broadly, people of faith together is a belief. You know, it's a belief system. So, there are people of faith, there are fellow travellers, there are agnostics, there are non-believers, and I would also, atheists, you know, are probably a little bit different. So, I suppose in a way, rainbow atheists, it's people of a similar view or of a similar... I'm not relating it to a religion, but you're atheists, so that's what potentially will bind you together, isn't it? Or you know that will gives you a community of the same thoughts.
Yes, I guess so. I think part of the whole LGBTI umbrella is understanding and respecting diversity and the fact that there are atheists and non-believers and people of various, you know, in the spectrum of belief or not. I know, for example, with the 2016 census, that 30% of Australians identified as having no religion, and that could include agnostics and non-religious people as well as atheists. But in the same-sex couples, the percentage there was something like 57% who subscribed to no religion. And I thought, well, there's obviously...
No religion doesn't mean no atheist, though.
Mm.
So atheist is a very different thing to a no religion.
Mm. Yes, it can be. But I think part of... What I would like to see is recognising that people of faith. I mean, there are many people of faith in obviously the LGBTI communities, but there are also people who aren't. And for example, with the postal vote last year, the fact that so much of the No campaign was predicated on religious views, and I thought, well, where are the non-religious views in this debate?
Do you think, Jeff? And look, I'm a non-believer.
Opposed to an atheist?
Well, depends how you define atheist. Mm. I mean, I find I'm not a believer because it's not logical for me. It's not logical. And I'll offend everyone with that. I could make a few comments about it, but it's not logical. That the thing that people of belief fear the most or dislike the most is atheists. Because what you're doing is you're actually questioning their core beliefs. Doesn't matter what their beliefs are.
Yes.
You know, Christian, Hindu, Muslim, whatever, or Republican. You're not questioning, the whole thing. You're actually questioning their whole belief, and that they find that quite challenging, don't they?
Yes, I think they do. I think one of the things that I remember hearing Richard Dawkins speak about a few years ago was the fact that traditionally atheists have tended to sort of be fairly quiet and defer to other people when they talk about their religious views. You know, we don't talk about religion or politics in polite conversations, so... As a result of that, he's pointed out that certainly religious conservatives, in particular...
Don't have that problem.
And as a result, they have tended to dominate public discussion on various things, including LGBTI rights.
So, Jeff, talk to us a bit about what are the sort of underlying values that might frame this group that you're building at the moment?
Well, I think, as I actually said to some LGBTI people of faith a couple of weeks ago, the only thing that they can assume that is different between themselves and me is that they have a particular faith, like you said, and I don't. But in terms of values, I think it's useful to recognise that for the average person, certainly who has a sort of live and let live philosophy, that atheists are like everybody else. We support human rights, probably. We support equality. As LGBTQ people, hopefully we have an understanding of what it means to be victims of discrimination or stigma. I know in some overseas atheist communities, there's a bit of a push for atheists to come out adopting the old LGBTQI adage of coming out for personal and political empowerment, to fight pretty much the same sort of stigma and discrimination that we have all faced over the years. I also found it interesting, I recently read a biography of Harvey Milk written by Lillian Faberman, and she pointed out that Harvey Milk, he remained culturally Jewish all his life, but he renounced his faith at a fairly young age, probably not coincidentally around the same time he was discovering his sexuality. And I think that's a fairly common experience in my experience, but also I think it's interesting that Harvey Milk is known in part for encouraging people to come out, and also for encouraging people, you know, we have to give people hope. And I think that's one thing that positive atheism should aim to do. Because
so can you explore that a little bit more, the difference between being a cultural Jew and a non-Jew? So how does that work? What does a cultural do? Do they have faith in the same way, or is it about practice?
Well, I think it's about sharing similar values. You know, I'm an atheist. I'm a former Christian. I probably still share or have many of the same values I had when I was a Christian. I have had a lot to do with the local humanist group. They're an atheist group. And I've heard humanists described as being like Christians without the Jesus. They still share many of the same values. They work for human rights. And in fact, in Australia, the humanists were involved back in the 60s in spearheading what became known at the time homosexual law reform, the campaign for that. They've always sort of supported LGBT rights.
Now, we've got a listener here who's made a comment. He said, there's a huge difference between spirituality and religiosity. K.D. Lang is a Buddhist and it's helped her enormously as a lesbian woman. You can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I'm not going to, well, you know. Now, this one, he says, sadly, there is an arrogance to some atheists that's just as dogmatic as the religious right. I think that's a bit unfair. I regard religion as a franchise dispute. And atheism is just as valid a belief as religion. And I say to people of faith, I respect it, but prove it.
Well, yes, that's...
Prove it.
Mm. And I'd even say, well...
That should get a few going.
You know, I would even say that, you know, they're certainly entitled to their beliefs, and I'm not sort of out to sort of confront them and say, well, you know, I'm right and you're wrong or anything like that, but just to say, well, we are also entitled to our beliefs and, sure. and our philosophies.
Sure.
And, you know, under the LGBTQI umbrella, there should be room for people who either are disbelievers or non-believers or atheists or secularists.
And, I mean, if your position, you know, if the position is that, you know, people want, you know, generally society, you know, the flag that's run up is, we, you know, I want you to respect my views, right? I want you to respect my religious views. Well, why or how can it be a problem to respect my views when I don't have a religious view? Like, what is the difference? There isn't a difference, is there? That, you know, you know, if the Prime Minister says, you know, we need a law to protect religious freedoms, well, we also need that law to protect people that don't hold those beliefs.
Yes, exactly.
That they should not be marginalised or discriminated against or disregarded simply because they don't hold a belief that's going to fit into that box.
Yes, exactly. I think when the Prime Minister says things like that, he also overlooks the fact that there are many progressive people in religions, including LGBTI religious people who don't subscribe to his views and who would be quite happy to marry same-sex couples or to be inclusive. And he's not talking about protecting their religious rights. He's talking about his more extreme views, I guess.
Well, I always say to people...
Well, look at the Uniting Church. I mean, they've... Yeah. Well, it's quite interesting what's occurred with the Uniting Church, because they've amended their laws to allow those ministers who wish to conduct their same-sex marriage.
How good of them.
Yes, but I have actually heard that there's a few little rumblings amongst those novos.
Of course. Yeah, but
they're talking split, I hear.
Yeah, but, you know, who cares? Who cares? Like, really? You know, it's a franchise dispute, Tess.
So, back to you, Jeff.
Okay.
So, the group.
Yes.
Tell us about, you know, how can people get involved if they're interested in doing those?
Yes. Well, look, one thing we're doing is we're having a talk. Activist Alison Thorne has agreed to come along and give a talk on the 30th of October at the Thorne Harbour Health.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's calling it Remembering the Pink Triangle. It's really a call for rainbow atheists to get involved in opposing the far right. And that's on the 30th of October, and people are welcome to join that, come along to that. But if they want to get information on that or on the group, we have a Facebook group, Rainbow Atheists, and they're welcome to come or to apply to join that, and I'm happy to accept them. We also have a Melbourne meetup group on the meetup.org site. We have a couple hundred people there, and they're welcome to also to join.
I presume you'll advertise that on your Facebook site?
Yes.
And so do you have like a set of things that you have to agree to, or a statement of some sort before you can join the group?
At this point, not yet. I mean, I think, you know, like you were saying before about the fact that there's different, you know, there's agnostics and there's non-believers and so on. I think at the moment we're just looking to be a general umbrella support group, and hopefully as we become bigger and more formalised that we sort of work out things like that.
Yeah, great. Great. Yeah. All right, Jeff, thank you very much for your time this morning. All the best with this new group. I think it's a fantastic idea.
Thank you.
It just demonstrates...
Get ready for some incoming, though. You know, you're going to...
You'll get a bit of shtick as well.
Oh, yeah, you know.
But it is a good reflection of the pluralistic society that we live in, isn't it?
Exactly,
I think it's great. And those who have a problem with it, just remember, we're all God's work.
That's exactly right, Macca.
So if you believe in a God, then you can't actually attack us because we're his work.
Well, also, if you're part of the LGBTQI communities, I mean, the whole thing is respecting diversity.
Yes, it is.
That's exactly right, but it doesn't always happen, of course. Jeff, thank you for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having me.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine.
And we've got a couple of comments, Tess.
Oh, we have got a couple of comments, but do you really want to go through those now? We're running out of time.
No, look, I think we've got a moment, haven't we, Paul? We can. One here, I believe that religions are a man-made concept. How do you prove a concept? Good point. Dr. Phelps is a member of Progressive Judaism.
Well, she's not made that a secret.
Well, she's not coming on.
We've got a new member here, Mac.
I know, we've got a new member, Peter from South Yarra. Thank you, Peter.
And we've also got another member, somebody from St Kilda South.
Yes.
Catherine. There you go, Catherine.
And a comment here says that I'm right. Michael Onfrey wrote a great book called The Atheist Manifesto that beautifully scribes the definition of atheism, which talks about being a strict belief that the faiths described in most commercial religions are inherently diluted by politically ulterior motives that are designed to separate and divide.
What's a commercial religion? What's a commercial religion?
Well, any organised religion is a commercial religion.
Yeah. Okay. So they become incorporated
because
and all
it has
that
a different,
sort of stuff.
A different status. Tax status.
Yes.
It encourages people to tithe money.
Yeah,
and
obligations.
So could you become a commercial religion then, Jeff?
Perhaps you could get deductibility.
Yes, perhaps we should.
Well, you know, yours is easier to prove.
We need to take a break.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.